From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers pushed back this week against federal gun regulation. The Senate passed a bill that would prevent the state from enforcing federal gun laws. But first in this week's legislative wrap-up, a gambling bill wins approval in the state Senate. It features casino-style gambling plus a lottery. Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban the bill was similar to one that failed last month.
There aren't any major differences. It seems that sentiment has changed somewhat over a comprehensive gambling plan versus about a month ago. You may remember that the Senate originally was scheduled to vote this week on a lottery-only bill.
Right.
And it was substituted to include the more comprehensive gaming elements, including casinos and sports betting. The lottery sponsor, Senator Jim McClendon of Springville, has said that he didn't have the votes this week to get his lottery-only bill out. And he had said all along he was willing to compromise and to add on the more comprehensive gaming elements if that's what it took to get a lottery to the voters. And that is indeed what happened.
Wow, it's almost dizzying. And we should add that this measure would have to be passed ultimately in a statewide referendum before it goes into effect.
Indeed, it's a constitutional amendment, which will ultimately be up to the people as to whether they want to change the law to allow these gambling elements. And it has to go through the House next, and there are a number of days remaining in the legislative session. Some say that they predict the lottery will get out. Others say it may not, and that gaming could be the subject of a special session. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, let's move on to a bill involving gun ownership. State senators debated a measure that would keep the state from enforcing any federal executive order or act that regulates ownership, use, or possession of firearms and firearm accessories. Don, what is this bill about and what was the impetus?
Well, it's about this larger national conversation about federal laws clamping down on gun and gun ownership, new gun control laws. A number of states, Alabama among them, are looking at not enforcing any of these new laws that might come down from the federal government, which would control gun ownership. Senator Gerald Allen of Tuscaloosa sponsored a measure that got through the Senate on Thursday. He says to him it's all about the constitutional right to bear arms, and he doesn't want to see any infringement thereof. Of course, the legislation had a lot of critics. A lot of Democratic lawmakers stood up to object to these cause.
Well, and I understand some of the opposition is around the constitutionality of such a bill. Could the state be sued over this?
Well, those who spoke against it in the Senate on Thursday certainly felt that we could. Senator Roger Smitherman was one of several who brought up the constitutional issues of this matter and whether or not the state was just setting itself up for what would be an inevitable lawsuit.
Let's talk a little about a bill dealing with Confederate monuments. So the state has the Memorial Preservation Act in place. This came into play last year in several Alabama cities where Confederate statues were removed. It essentially imposes a $25,000 fine against municipalities that remove monuments that have been around 40 years or more. This bill that came up this week would make the penalties for removing these monuments a lot stiffer. Tell us about this.
Yes, it would significantly up the ante under this bill that would really toughen the Memorial Preservation Act. Again, as you mentioned, the fine is currently a flat $25,000. This would up the ante until $10,000 a day until the violation is rectified. It's a controversial issue, as you might imagine. There was a lot of emotional testimony at a public hearing on this bill in committee this week. A lot of Democratic lawmakers, especially Democratic African American lawmakers, spoke up in protest about many monuments that have been taken down around the state that they contend represent the state's racist past. The supporter of this legislation, its sponsor, Representative Mike Holmes of Wetumpka, takes just the opposite view. He says he's protecting history here, and he also takes exception with some of the claims that many of these monuments represent a racist past.
Wow. Huge change from a flat $25,000 fine to $10,000 a day. We will see what happens with this one. Don, thank you as always for being with us.
Gigi, always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's Statehouse News most Fridays during the legislative session.